The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them, Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here I am, dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.' So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servants, 'Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fatted calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, 'Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.' He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, 'Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf.' He said to him, 'My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
It is amazing how you can read a passage of Scripture dozens and dozens of times, or hear it read to you over and over again over the course of many years, and never before do you catch certain insights, and all of a sudden they come to light. My brothers and sisters, when does a son or a daughter receive his father's inheritance? When he dies. So when this son comes to his father and says, "Dad, I want what's coming to me," what is the son saying to his father? "I don't really care whether you're alive or dead. To me, you might as well be dead." It's like the father no longer exists for him anymore. And he goes off and he squanders it. My brothers and sisters, if that was your son or your daughter, what would you feel in your heart towards that child? They slapped you in the face in a way that nothing else could, perhaps the most cruel, heartless thing they could ever do to you. Maybe there'd be anger, resentment, perhaps moments of rage. That child's never welcome in my life again. But maybe over the course of years, we find healing and forgiveness, and perhaps even pray for reconciliation with that child. Perhaps the best of you would be able to forgive in the moment. Maybe you'd start praying for that child right away. But would any of you, upon seeing that child return years later, and you catch sight of him from a distance, would you run to them? When does a person run? When they're filled with joy. Would you embrace that child? Or would you keep a distance? You know, I'm going to wait. Are they going to ask forgiveness? You know, they can merit it over the course of years. Then they'll have my trust and forgiveness. Would you go as far as kissing them? And I have the sense that this dad kissed his son over and over again, smothered him with kisses. The reading gives the sense that the dad, every day of his life, would just look down the road, hoping, longing, praying that that son would return. And so when he catches sight of him from a distance, what is the first movement of his heart? It says it's filled with compassion. There's nothing else there but compassion. And something else. The son has a plan. He's going to say something to his dad. A child knows their parents, knows their heart, knows what the best things to say are in given moments. Okay, how am I going to win favor again? I'm starving. I have nothing. Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would one of your hired workers. What does the son not say? What does he leave out when he finally encounters his father? He leaves out, treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers. Because he knows by his father's reaction that he could never treat him in that way. He will always be his son. Indeed, he treats him as a king. I personally don't think there's any better description in all of sacred scripture of our Heavenly Father's love or of his mercy. And immediately upon reading this, our Lord's words came to me, be merciful as your Father is merciful. That this is what every single one of us is called to. But something else struck me, and perhaps only a priest would know this. This is exactly what happens every time a person goes to confession. And a priest knows this because sometimes the Father, God the Father, allows you to feel what he feels. A person can come to confession, and it might have been years and years, decades. And they might be confessing very terrible sins. And all you feel in your heart as a priest is joy. And as your heart beats, it says, my son has come back. My daughter has finally returned. And you know that the father has been longing for their child to come back home. Oh, I forgot the way I was going to close. But I think I remember it well enough. St. John Vianney, one time speaking of God's mercy and his infinite mercy, he says, God is so merciful that when a person comes to confession, He knows that his son or daughter is going to fall again. And yet in that moment, God the Father forgets the future so that he can forgive in the present. So great is his love for us. May we be merciful as our Father is merciful.